to the Hoodoo Mama Apothecary Conjure Casting. I am Afia Nkoso Kwato Pachuo, and it is June 22nd, solstice time, or the day after the solstice of summer. So tonight's rumination has been and is: what has this season's sun in its return shone on? What did it shine on? What is it shining on in your life and on you? We live in a portal of cycles. This being a season of abundance, but I think more neutrally, harvest. I feel that gives a better insight into the energy, because it's really in its cyclical nature about what has been harvested or what is being harvested within you, within your energetic soil, if you will. And new beginnings, virility, personally, this is a cycle and a season of new beginnings, a breakthrough. Breakthroughs have been happening. Oh, definitely new terrain on the journey, journeying, harvesting the wisdom of lessons, lessons that have brought insight and wisdom into choices, and also dealing with energies. Divine rage, and just pure rage or anger, boiling heat, which also does have its connection to the sun, you know, something bubbling up or boiling over with much force and passion. I think that as women, not even I think, I feel, I sense, I see, that as women, our relationship with rage, our relationship with our force, power, can be a very deeply navigated experience. A lot of us are not encouraged to face our rage in a healthy way. I think on whole we're encouraged to subdue it, placate it, and move it away through mindless action. Whether that be sex or shopping or complaining or making oneself busy, overworking. Extending ourselves to others. Whatever the experiential medium of the release of that energy, rage has to be channeled. Our Shechem has to be channeled. And when it's not channeled properly, what can occur and what does bubble and boil up is a rage or an anger. And when I have been experiencing this, and as I am experiencing this, and I've seen others experiencing it around me at this particular part of my journey and reflection, as reflection, as manifest, as part of the energies that I have brought into my sphere of influence and also my sphere of my energetic sphere based upon my own frequency, that rage can be projected out in a way or another that is not true to its accountability. We call this lashing out and whatnot. So, the underbelly, if you will, the dark side of the sun, if you will, fire, rage, whether in alignment or not, our proper conducting of that energy is just as important for us to consciously and subconsciously know harmoniously as our creative sexual fire, as our creative energy, Ra Rayet, the creator, the creatress, two sides, or I'll just say multidimensional, expression, polarities. A few months ago, I guess maybe about two, I had a very interesting vision, an interesting dream where I was visited by Ishel in the Mayan Aztec pantheon, Ishel, but the energy, I know, permeates into other pantheons as well. I'm personally still archetyping, but Ishel, and she, and her beautiful colors, the colors of the moon energy, the white, the water, the blue, the golden yellow, and our multicolors also of the rainbow, presented herself and was trying to teach me about manifestation, really, about the magic of our everyday lives, our power to manifest and actualize, our power to create our magic, and I was asking her, wait a minute, this isn't sleight of hand. She was transforming herself and making things materialize and appear. And I was trying to grasp what I was actually experiencing in this vision, in this dream. I almost couldn't, it was for a split second, I couldn't really fathom what I was seeing and processing. But she wanted to share, and she shared that she wanted me to get it, She wanted me to understand. As my instructor, as the goddess, at this particular point of my journey, teaching, bestowing. So after, you know, this dance of her power, which is what it was, and I say power in a sense of its beauty, in a sense of its adornment, she wanted to show me something else. And I wasn't ready to see it. It was very powerful, but also from my perspective in the dream, it had a monstrous quality to it. It was enraged. Her visage became like, I don't want to say beast, because these are English terms, but it was a powerful force of an entity that would devour, was a devourer, intimidating in its unashamedness of its power to devour. And I didn't want to look at it. I was like, no. and I looked away, and then there was someone else with me in the dreamscaping. And I was like, you show it to them? Won't you show it to them? And I'll share more. It was my ex-partner, whose journey and my own have severed in some ways at this particular point. And I, at the time when I had the dream, we were still physically together. But, you know, I'll try to divert the attention. Like, you know, has he seen this? Won't you show him? Because I wasn't ready. But she said he has. And I'm sharing this because as I've been ruminating this evening on the energy of the sun, but also the dark side of the sun, if you will, for lack of better terms, or to make it visually in your mind palatable in terms of the energy, that rage, that fire, that devour, to burn up something, to sizzle it, to completely annihilate it, or to then take it into yourself, or something taking something else, another entity or life force into itself. I began to see and feel, as I've reflected on the last several days, this recent full moon that we've had, what that really was about. And part of it being about the rage, my own inner rage as a woman, as a black woman, as a so-called wounded healer on the journey, healing. And I was like, wow. So that's it. Because what she also said was, I'm at war with your subconscious. You know, I'm not good at wearing masks. Oh no, I'm not good at disguises. That's what she said. I'm not good at disguises. I'm at war with your subconscious. See, our dream lives are, it's not just a mental phenomenon. And by that I mean, it's not just something happening within the dulled mental processes that Western or allopathic pathology seeks to explain away. You know, when you're dreaming, you're in a dimensional frequency waveband. We're in a dimensional frequency waveband right now. But, and you're dreaming, you're portaling. Your consciousness is connected to your soul, is connected to your spirit. So, as you know, energy moves from one form of being to another. So we have a waking consciousness, and this is just for those that are not aware, because I know there are many people that are, and we're all still growing in our wisdom of this. But your waking consciousness, your energy, your Shechem is actively navigating within this dimensional waveband of awakening consciousness. Overtly. But as you enter other brain wave patterns, which are representative of also dimensional frequencies, channels, if you will, the energy that you utilize in your so-called waking or living existence, your day-to-day, is still active. It's funneled into another dimensional frequency. So our dreaming, our dreamscapes are real. Like, yeah, you know, sometimes there's the mental processes of things being worked out, but you are still in another plane. So when you have dreams and you receive visions from deity or from your ancestors, your Nananaman Samanfo, you know, your Bosun, your Ori, your Oka, your ancestors, it's transference, it's communication. So this dreamscaping that I had about 2 months ago, and tonight's illumination, it's like the preparation of what I was shown then and what I have on my journey been experiencing and going through, and the full circle moment, if you will, of realizing what the message was, and then this becoming an opportunity for expansion. So our rage is demanding of us that its energy be properly channeled, because it comes to provide a solution. Our energy, despite what our programmed consciousness may, what we may be identifying with, our energy is solution-based. That's basically mathematics. It's a numerical expression of energy solving itself, of the solution-based formula for energy conduction. That's math. That's ma'at. So it has to, it demands proper functioning. And when we are holding rage, you know, and it's not about judgment, it's about discernment, whether it be rightfully so, or no, it's always rightfully so. Whether our rage is properly channeled and directed at whatever needs to be decimated or devoured, if you will, until that occurs, what we experience is a schism. What we experience is a glitch in our frequency matrix. And that can cause all kinds of fucking problems that you don't want. Like, real, for real, you know? It manifests in our society very heavily when you know, think about some things. I ain't even gonna go into all that. Unwrap that shit for you. But y'all feeling what I'm saying? You know, and really quick, because Huda Mama Apothecary, it is about the journey of the mama, but as women, our journey we, as matriarchs, the level of ritual that we go through in our life is really important for us to properly intuit, hold body consciousness of, and navigate our emotional, energetic, spiritual frequency because of the power we have. It's so powerful. You know, a lot of women, you know, myself included at one time, and I'll share some stuff on that too, but myself included, have very, very, very painful menstruation. And yes, you know, people could say, okay, the food, you know, it's the food, it's the hormones, it's, you know, the toxins and the environment and the food, and yes, toxic emotions, it could be a toxic partner, whatever. The symptomatic representation of the imbalance. But a lot of it, and this is speaking from my own personal experience, I mean, you know, of course you're welcome to always chime in at hootafootahood@gmail.com. Let me know what's up. Let me know what you're feeling, what you're experiencing. Or if you just want to dialogue. It comes from not being able to express your rage. Our cycle, our Sekhmet, or Sechima, our menses, as you know, Nana Sekhmet, okay, the slayer of motherfucking demons, the slayer of motherfucking demons, disorder, the goddess, who is in it, like ready to devour, you know, and also that connection with that form of Ishel from that the Mayan Aztec pantheon as well, or so-called, if you will, Temoan Khan pantheon, but the Africans that traveled to those places of America. It's the energy is a devourer. When we think about our cycles and when we really begin to look at our biological and biochemical processes and our hormonal processes as literal representations of divine energy, when we're able to have that kind of syncopation in our awareness, we see the same cosmology. We see the same story manifest literally in our physical form. And see, that's some shit right there, because if you think about the cosmos as a divine being, you know, or a vessel of divine beings, and the cosmology, the stories of the life energy of these divine beings and what the energy manifests, there is no difference. Or I'll say this, it is the same expression in our frequency bandwidth of being. The cosmology literally manifests in our physical form. So the fire energy, the fiery energy, coming with the fiery energy of Rayet, coming with the energy in the Shechem of Sekhmet, the devourer. If we are not, or have not fertilized, or been, or have magnetized, pulled to, and pulled forth from a man, his offering, his light, essence, his shooting star, okay? If we don't pull that forth, then we are not going to physically then be bringing forth another life. So the energy within our physical body matrix has to devour and shed upon itself. Okay, volcanoes, lava, an eruption, shedding upon itself to bring forth and to complete the cycle of fertility. So something must devour that, just like the lava must devour the earth. Pele, devouring the earth, burning things to cinder, turning them back to black, you know, and naturally, organically enriched with minerals from its own self, from taking in the energies and transmuting it to create new space. If we're not doing that in our life, mirroring the energy that we see naturally manifest in our body during our cycle, our segment, and as the earth mothers do with volcanoes and all kinds of other things, but volcanoes specifically for this particular frequency that I'm speaking on. If there's something within us that is resistant to that, whether it be because of emotions, pain, fear, it all boils down to just a non-acceptance or a lack of, a choice to not properly allow this energy to exist, to do its thing, to run freely. There's going to be some shit popping off. And a lot of us women have experienced painful cramps because of that. Now, yeah, like I said, you could go into the food and all of those things, the emotions, but that's because something's not being burned away. Something's not being devoured. So your power to create, your power to creatively manifest that which is in harmony and alignment with your natural fertility, perhaps you're in a season in which you are needing to burn things away, like, you know, shed things, shine light upon them, whatever you want to choose to explain it, then we will physically experience those symptoms in our womb, you know? And then that can then, the prolonged state of that is what produces the inflammation, is what produces the, what we call fibroid or tumor or menorrhea, whatever these terms are. But basically to speak about that energy within us, the contractual agreement as we're existing, you know, it's not, it needs to flow. So that's tonight's rumination. You know, a few days shadow of the solstice, or a day shadowed of the solstice, on the dark side of the sun, Rayet Ra, you know, ruminating on our inner rage, our inner fire, and how creativity, or how the cycle of the sun is both progenitor and destroyer, but how the energy also of heat and of our creative power has a multi-dimensional, multifunctional flow. And resistance to the proper timing or being out of seasonal cycle with it, you know, if we choose that for whatever reason, it will seek to rectify and correct itself. And if we're not understanding why or what, when we experience these symptoms of discord or disorder or pain or suffering or frustration or oh my gosh, anger, like you want to anger externally but also internally, really, because when we understand our power, we know that our experiences, we manifest them. The energy, and I say we, but really, truly, yes, we, but the energy we are conduiting, or that we have as a conduit, is going to actualize itself. It's not going to disobey the law of existence. We may choose to within our psychoses, but the energy is not. So, whatever has to be shed, let it shed. When the light shines on, when the light shines forth, if the light is shining on a particular energy or is shining on shadow, or you are mirroring shadow, or shadows being reflected upon or mirrored in the places where you bring your light awareness to, understand that it's okay. And harmonize with what is naturally and organically flowing and conduiting within you. And then make the choice of what you want to bring forth. That's what tonight's rumination has been about. And what Nana Sekhmet and Nana Ishel and Rayet and my Okrawa, of course, and my Nana Nesamapo, my ancestors, have brought to my awareness. And so I'm shining light on that and conjure casting out into the infinite. And if in that conjure casting you come upon this, may it shine some beautiful light energy and cast some wisdom-filled shadows with you for your own creative power, evocation, invocation, manifestation, and actualization of power. So, yo, I'm out.